The latest jobs figures will be out later this morning. So far during the pandemic, as many as 700,000 homes and businesses have been propped up due to the banks giving them loan deferrals and holidays on repayments. But according to new data out today from the Australian Banking Association, about half those customers have started repaying their loans. The rest are on hold, with emergency measures set to end next March. Peter Ryan is our senior business correspondent. We spoke earlier. Peter, good morning. Banks have taken extraordinary measures with these loan deferrals during the pandemic. How have borrowers been able to get back on their feet to resume loan repayments?
Well, good morning, Saba. In the early phase of this crisis and the damaging lockdowns in April and May, around 1 in 11 residential borrowers and 1 in 8 small businesses had their repayments paused. Along with JobKeeper, this emergency action by banks prevented a wave of defaults and foreclosures. But updated data from the Australian Banking Association, collected from 7 of Australia's biggest banks, shows the number of deferred mortgages is now down to 270,000, with 45% back to making regular repayments, and repayments have resumed on 82,000 business loans. But of course, that means many homes and businesses remain reliant on the deferrals. The initial six-month deferral period has been extended until March, and banks have been calling customers to start paying something or anything as hard decisions loom. Now, Australia's banks have been resilient during this shock, but just as an example, the Bank of Queensland's full-year profit came in 61% lower at $115 million, partially as a result of the pandemic. It set aside $133 million for potential COVID cases. I spoke to a cautiously optimistic Chief Executive, George Frazers, who says many smaller businesses, particularly those in the medical sector, have a good chance of recovering as confidence builds in the economy.
What's happened during COVID is many of those practitioners, particularly dentists as an example, had to shut up shop. Now, that doesn't mean that they weren't good businesses. So a lot of those customers are going to come out of this quite strongly. But given the environment, they just need time to get through this.
You have 12% of home loan customers and 16% of your business customers still on those loan deferrals. Is the point coming for hard decisions where you have to call those loans in?
We're fairly confident that a big majority of those customers will come back to a business-as-usual situation. For those that are going to need extended support, and there will be a number of those, we've got time to actually do the right thing and make sure that we're doing this in a sensible way.
But in some cases, doing the right thing might be telling them to sell now and take that equity.
Absolutely, Peter. So what we don't want to do is be dragging a situation on where effectively then the customer starts losing equity. So we've got to make sure we've got the best interests of the customer in mind at all times.
You're putting aside $133 million for what you call lifetime COVID losses. So is that writing off some loans?
The thing to note is there's still a lot of uncertainty. So until we have a vaccine, that uncertainty will remain. So our approach to this is to be really prudent and to ensure that we've got enough provisions there for any number of scenarios that may eventuate.
So how critical is it going to be when emergency government support is rolled back, in particular JobKeeper?
I'm not seeing a cliff in terms of how we have to react to the situation with our customers. And I think the government actually has done a very good job of sensibly targeting assistance in a measured way and now tilting towards job creation. So I'm feeling quietly confident that we will manage through this in a sensible way.
That's the Bank of Queensland Chief Executive George Frazers speaking there with Peter Ryan. And Peter, regulators are closely watching the deferral programs. Are they also confident that the housing market can avoid a correction if there's a deluge of loan defaults next year?
Well, Sabra, that is the big question, and the banking regulator APRA is worried that the number of impaired loans is probably understated. There's a very big focus on bank buffers to absorb the shock, given the requirement to be unquestionably strong, and also that the value of deferrals at the end of August was still sitting at $229 billion.
Peter Ryan.